from our New York studios. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, she is often referred to as the first daughter of soul and music royalty. That is because she is uniquely talented and the daughter of legend Donnie Hathaway. And if you've heard her voice, you would agree she is among the best in the business, with the ability to actively go where others dare not. Finally, Layla Hathaway wins her first Grammy for Best R&B Performance for a collaboration with the jazz group Snarky Puppy. She did that on Sunday. I am going inside her story with the one and only Layla Hathaway. Good morning, Layla.
Good morning.
Congratulations, Layla.
Thank you so much.
Has it sunk in yet?
Not really. What's happening? Has it sunk in yet? No, not really.
Have you decided where you're going to keep your Grammy? Where are you going to put it?
You know, I don't know. I have no idea. It's one of those things. It's such a surreal dream come true that I've been dreaming of all my life. It's probably going to end up at my mama's house.
Did you have your shoes on when you accepted the award?
I sure did. I kept my shoes on all day. You would all be so proud.
Oh, good for you. Now, Layla, you know just about everybody in the business. You had folks like Anita Baker and Ledisi, you know, tweeting out congratulations for this win. I know you go back with Roberta Flack. What will this do for your career, winning this Grammy, since you already know everybody?
That's a good question. I mean, it's a cherry on top of what I like to consider a body of work that I've built. And hopefully it means, you know, I get to go on the channel, join the crew.
I second that.
It just means I get to work more and meet even more of the people that I want to work with. So, you know, it's exciting.
Yeah. Now, your dad, Donnie Hathaway, won a Grammy for his duet, Where's the Love, with Roberta Flack back in the day. How has his memory and legendary status impacted you and, more interestingly, your career over the years?
Well, it's amazing. You know, my father's been gone for 35 years now.
Wow.
And I still hear him on the radio or on television almost every day. And so when I look at that body of work and I look at the legacy that he's left, I'm so proud and I'm so honored to be a part of that legacy. It makes me really fight hard to keep my integrity. It makes me fight hard to try and be excellent each and every time.
Now, you share this Grammy win with Snarky Puppy. For those who don't know, it's a jazz group. You remade your hit Something, and the video got more than 1 million hits on YouTube. Will you work with them again, or any plans for that?
I sure will. We're going to work. They're on the road a lot. We're going to work when they get off the road. We're almost at 2 million hits on that video. And it's so crazy to receive a Grammy for a record that I first recorded on my first album. So it's kind of like I've gone full circle now. So I look forward to working with them again.
Now, I read somewhere that, on that song, and you tell me if this is true, you did something like hit three notes at once?
Yeah, I did. How do you do that?
I don't know how I do it.
At once, three notes at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, she's not going to tell the secret either.
But she...
if I knew it, I would tell you.
You would?
I don't know how I do it.
It just happens.
And you can do this live?
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just saw her over the Thanksgiving holiday in New York, and, you know, it's amazing what she can do with her voice. Actually, at that concert, Layla, you said that you were going to be working with Ruben Studdard and re-recording some of our favorite oldies like Born Again. Is that true?
That's right. I did work with Ruben. His record's coming out, I think, next week or week after next. Mm-hmm. And we actually also recorded If This World Were Mine.
Oh.
And it came out so nice. Wait till
you... Yeah. Would that be on his album, or when we hear it?
It's on his album now. It's on his album. It comes out, I think, February 4th. Mm.
So both of those songs?
I don't know if both are on there, but I know that one's on there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, we can't wait. Layla, congratulations on everything. And I know you're on the West Coast, so thank you for getting up so early.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Layla. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. You kept your shoes on.
That's it. Thank you.